Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Not my brothers and sisters go through life blindly. But we should know what God is doing through his word, through our ministries, and through our calling. For he's given us wisdom to understand it, and he gives us the ability to guide us and direct us and protect us. My brothers and sisters, in the story of Samuel's calling, we are told how Samuel ran to Eli. He didn't walk, he ran. Many of us, when we are called, we run away from God. But in this particular story, Samuel ran to Eli, thinking that it was Eli who was calling him, only to find out that the priest did not call. At this point in Samuel's life, he was not able to discern God's voice. And that can only apply to many of us. God is speaking, but are we hearing him? So Samuel returned to bed. And then a voice came a second time. But Eli again denied calling him. We are told a voice came a third time and said, "Samuel, Samuel." Now Eli knew that God was calling Samuel. So he instructed Samuel in verse 9 to go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you again, you shall say, "Speak, Lord, thy servant is listening." We're told Samuel returned to his bed, and then the voice came again, this time the fourth time. And he did as Eli had instructed. And that's when Samuel received a message from the Lord. I have often said it's normally at midnight when the Lord does a lot of talking. It's normally in the wee hours of the night, preachers, when the Lord has an opportunity in the wee hours of the night when he can get our complete attention because everything is quiet and there's nothing going on. And he speaks and he wakes us up because he has something unique that he has to share with us. And in many cases, it's prophetically in nature. Here we see Antioch, that God is speaking to Samuel. Eli, understanding that, told him to return to bed and say, "Speak, Lord, thy servant hear it." Eli instructed something unique in him, that he would now link up with the one who is speaking directly with him. Samuel received a message from the Lord. Antioch, to understand the background and the context of that calling, and to appreciate the seriousness and the magnitude of the voice of God, to Samuel, the historical text took time to describe the times and the issues involved here. First, historically, we are told in verse 1b, the word of God was rare in those days. Let me repeat it. The word of God was rare in those days. It was rare because the Israelites were under the authority of the judges. Judges, as you know, were created as a way of governing the people because there were so many Jews at the time, and because there were so many, they had to branch off in different branches. And Moses could not be in charge of all of the tribes in judging him, so he instructed judges to govern the people. So that's where you get the judges from. I'm giving you some history. The judges were able to govern the people so that Moses would not be overbearing and overloaded with the many tribes that would come before him with all kind of issues, Dwayne. Can you imagine one preacher having 1,000 churches that he have to do all of the instructing and organizing and settling disputes? So he get deacons to handle some of that responsibility. Moses basically was in charge. But because there were so many children of Israel and so many people, he had to create judges to handle the business of all of those that had complaints. So that's what the judges were for. We are told in verse 1 that it was also revealed to us there was prophetic idleness. In other words, God's voice was silent because of the action of the people, complaining, murmuring, and walking away, not hearing the word of God. That was prophetic idleness. God was silent because of the action of the people. There was an abandonment of the people in their religious duties and belief. They didn't want to come to church. From a contemporary standpoint, they didn't believe in what was being preached or said. And in those days, they shunned their responsibility when they went to the temple. So because God was seeing all this, God said, I just got quiet. As I began to meditate on that, I thought about our times today and how we as a nation, hello America, or we as a people have become idle in our religious duties and in our religious beliefs in serving the Lord. Anybody idle in your responsibility? Have I personally lived in the way that pleases the God, and have our life, my brothers and sisters, become so busy that we have very little time to serve the Lord? There was apostasy in the land. And that word apostasy means a defection or a departure, a willing falling away from and against God. And when a nation or when a people willingly fall away or depart from God, the Lord responds. We are told that even the priests, even the preachers, my Lord, did not seek God in the day-to-day decision making. And that's critical because the Lord desired to be a part of and involved in our lives. Amen. And that's the reason why you and I pray. We pray at night. And that's why we get up each day and thank him for last night lying down and this morning early rising. Yes, Because the Lord wants to be a part of our life.
Yeah.
It is not an accident that he said, give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because he wants to have a relationship with you daily. He wants you and I to depend on him, not for tomorrow, but for today. And so when we lie down that night, we thank him for that night, and we thank him for the early rising, because we are serving him on a daily basis. So tomorrow is not promised to us. Historically, the historical text also reminds us that that as a result of this apostasy, visions were not common. In other words, God says, I'm not going to show you anything. I'm not going to reveal nothing to you. And because they had fallen away so much, we even told in Scripture 29 and 18, Proverbs 29 and 18 tells us, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The Lord is simply saying, because you have fallen away, I'm not going to reveal things to you. I'm not going to show you anything. I'm not going to give you vision for a church. I'm not going to give you insights into where I'm taking things, because you have now fallen away. The apostasy, not only of the priest and the people, God said, I'm going to be silent because I want to see where you're headed. God stopped revealing visions and foresight because they had fallen away. Even Eli had excuses from being distant from God. For Eli used the excuse, Dwayne, that he was old and weak and couldn't see. You know, God, I can't do it anymore because I'm 70 years old and, you know, my hair is gray, my eyesight is going away. And the Lord is simply saying, stop complaining and start working. I gave you strength to get up to even use the words that you are speaking to me. But there was something else going on here. Eli had some children, and his children, despite being of the house of Levi, they were not interested in true worship, but they were corrupt church folks. Preacher's kids. You know, they've always said preacher's kids are the worst kids. Sometimes preacher's grandkids are the worst. And we morally have to train and bring our kids up, Sister Patrick, because not only do we have an obligation to the body of Christ, but we have an obligation to our personal family as well. And so here was Eli's sons that were just as corrupt and defiled as the day is long, parenthetically speaking. And with no direction from the priest, religion just became routine, with no conviction for justice and mercy. It was just words now. He was not linked up to God, and he had sons that was supposedly supporting his initiative, but because he didn't take a stand, his bar just continued to do corrupt things and violated the temple and created habit. And sometime the priests, because of their position, Mike, they felt pretty comfortable because they were leading people and they had the finest of food and had an income and didn't have to worry about much. So those boys knew that they had perks. But the father, Eli, was still under the authority of God, the father. Yet with all of this mess going on, despite all of the things that was happening, God sought out a boy. And through him, God can fulfill his will. You know, I've often said, in our most dangerous times, in our desperate times, God will always send a ram.
Yes, sir.
When we think that there's no one to lead us, God says, I always have someone to not only tell the truth, but lead you in holiness and righteousness in a world of apostasy, in a world that is corrupt.